Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest is a prophetic voice to the nations, but she's also one that hears God's voice for individuals. She says God is always speaking, and more importantly, He wants to speak to you. She says it's normal to hear God's voice. You want to be normal and hear God's voice?
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Is God ready to bring a tsunami wave of healing onto planet Earth today? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
You know, Ron, I said this to you before. You're unique, not because you teach people how to hear God's voice, but from day one, you had a passion for God and a passion to hear His voice. How did you have this passion to hear God's voice?
I would say, honestly, it was God. I honestly believe it was a literal impartation from the Spirit of God. The moment I got saved, I had this incredible hunger, this cry within me that came out that said, God, I want You to speak, and I want to hear Your voice. So I will do anything, I'll go anywhere, I'll do whatever I have to do to hear from You. And I literally positioned myself day and night on my bedroom floor for hours at a time. And I said, God, I'm not moving until I hear from You.
Now, at that time, were you Spirit-filled? Did you pray in tongues?
Not originally. So I got saved when I was 16. I had this incredible hunger, and then I just started waiting on the Lord. And one night, as I was waiting on Him, I felt what I now know was the presence of God, and the power of God filled my room. And from that moment of being baptized in the Holy Spirit, my life completely changed. My senses were activated and I began to see and hear, but yet I had no grid for it. I was crying out for something that I didn't even know how to process what was happening. All I knew was, God, I've read the word that says, John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice. So that's an invitation for me to hear. So I'm taking that promise and I want it. I want all of it.
You start your prayer in a way I haven't heard before, and I'm going to start doing it. Yeah. You start each morning with a question for God. God, what's on your heart? Mm-hmm. You don't start with your petitions, your laundry list.
No.
Why do you ask that question?
I had this moment of revelation when I was sitting with the Lord one day in my room, and I thought, hang on a second, this is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that I'm sitting before right now, and He's invited me into this place of being able to hear His voice. So if that's true, which it is, I want to ask You what You're dreaming about. I want to know what it is that You're speaking over my life, over my family, over my city and my nation. And then I want to align myself with exactly what You're saying and decree it and activate my faith.
There was a moment, you call it your great awakening moment. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that was the very first moment that I'd been crying out to the Lord, asking to hear His voice and feasting on the Word. And all of a sudden, one particular evening, I'm sitting with the Lord and I hear an audible voice that says three words, I love You. And it startled me. It was literally so...
Did you look around to see if someone was in the room?
I did. It was... the only way I can describe it was that it just shook everything within me. It was like it was an external voice, yet it went inside of me. It reverberated within me. And it awakened me. Because up until that point, I had struggled with my identity and so much fear and not knowing who I was, and I had pain.
But it sounds so, I hate to say it, almost trite. We hear that. God loves you. We hear that all the time. Why did it have such an impact on you?
because of what I had walked through in my life, the things that I had experienced, I had a lot of pain in my heart. And in that moment, I realized it really is all about love. It is about knowing the love of God. God doesn't love me because of what I do, right? He loves me for who I am.
That's a hard thing for us humans to grasp.
Absolutely.
What you just said.
Yeah.
There was another time you heard the audible voice of God. You were in a church office.
Yeah.
What happened?
I was sitting in my office in the morning. I had the same question, Lord, what's on your heart today? And all of a sudden, I hear this audible voice, and it says to me, pick up your pen and write. So I picked up my pen, and all of a sudden, the power of God hit my hand. It felt like electricity was going through every part of my body, and my hand started to write at 1,000 miles an hour. I remember watching my hand thinking, I can't write this fast. And so much of what was contained within this letter from God was all these promises of Scripture. And it wasn't something I sat there going, okay, the Bible says, and I wrote it. Mm-hmm. It was this supernatural flow of just absolute beautiful truth from God about identity, about destiny, and about His nature.
But then you heard something that was terrifying to her. What did you hear?
Here I am looking at this letter thinking, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to hold this forever. This is my letter. And the voice comes again and says, Lana, pick up that letter and take it next door to the pastor. Now, you have to understand the context is that I was in a beautiful church. They were helping me understand the Word of God. They were training me in leadership, but they weren't teaching on the prophetic and understanding the voice of God in these ways. So I'm thinking, God, how am I going to pick up this letter and go and deliver it? What do I say? But I had a moment, and this moment was, am I going to sit here and not obey God? Or am I going to obey God and maybe look silly? And I thought, you know what? I'm okay with looking silly. So I went and knocked on the door, and I mumbled something along the lines of audible voice, said, pick up your pen and write. The power of God hit my hand, and it told me to bring it to you. And he just looked at me and said, thank you very much. And I ran back to my office and wanted to crawl under the table. But a couple of minutes later, there was a knock at the door. And I turned around and I opened the door, and here was this beautiful man, and he was weeping. And he said to me, how did you know everything that you wrote here? And I said, it was God. And he said, today, Lana, I went down and I was in the restroom, he said, and I said to the Lord, if you don't answer these questions in my life today, I'm not doing ministry anymore, like I'm done. He said, every line on this piece of paper is the answer to every question that I asked.
And, you know, so Lana got a word from God's heart just to her. But God knew it was also for the pastor that totally, he would have shipwrecked himself without that word. And you realized how important this gift is.
Yeah. And, you know, he would often say from that point on, Lana, that moment changed my life. But you know what? That moment changed my life too, because I realized that God doesn't want to just speak to me. He wants to speak through me.
Mm. Yeah. Did you know she talked about the audible voice of God? But that is not the average way that God speaks to her or most believers. Mm. We're going to talk about it when we come back, some things she's learned about understanding the voice of God that will you will hear the voice of God. Mm-hmm. Be right back. Hello, YouTube, Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, Lana, they talk about the left brain people and right brain people. One are the creators. The other are the logical engineer types.
Yes.
Well, I have a problem. Both of them kick in with me. But my logical side says, if God wants to tell me something, He'll just tell me something. But you found something else about God. Mm. Tell me about this lingering, as you call it.
Yeah, I had a dream one night, and all night long, I heard a voice that I knew was the Lord saying over and over again, asking a question, where are those who will linger? and it was all night long. And as I was waking in the morning, in that kind of awake sleep state, I remember my heart saying to the Lord, Lord, I will linger. What are you saying about lingering? And he said, to those who linger, I will entrust the secrets of my heart. And I woke up. And from that point on, the Lord began to speak to me about the place of positioning of lingering, that the Lord is looking for us to be people that sit with him and just linger in his presence.
What do you do that means lingering?
My lingering place looks like, it looks different every day, but mostly I will just sit with the Lord and I will create a space where I will worship or I will soak, and I'm asking that same question. Lord, what is on your heart? What do you want to say right now? I'm not rushing out of your presence. I'm here to know you. I want to hear your voice. And so I make intentional times to actually just be with him.
Where does expectancy come to see God speaking all the time? Is that important?
Absolutely. I really believe that a key to hearing God's voice is being expectant, is looking. I talk a lot about in my book about looking for him everywhere. Just, you know, he's always speaking, he's always moving. So it's my responsibility to be looking and asking the Lord to calibrate my eyes and my ears to understand the language of the Spirit and the ways that he's speaking every day.
It is almost like a different language. You told me you look a lot for repetition.
Yes.
Explain that.
Yeah, the Lord spoke to me very clearly when I was a couple of years ago asking him about understanding the language of the Spirit. And he said to me, Lana, pay attention to repetition. And so I began to, my first thing I did was I prayed that the Holy Spirit would enlighten me to patterns in my life, that he would help me to see the repetitive things in the positive that was happening. But the Lord spoke to me very clearly and he said, Lana, he said, go and research things. He said, go and research. If I highlight a symbol that you don't understand, go and look at it in the natural and have a look at what the facts are about certain symbols and just watch and see what I'll do. And that's exactly what happened to me with one particular symbol that he kept highlighting over and over.
What was that?
It was the Eiffel Tower. So I was sitting in a coffee shop and I was having a coffee with Jesus and I looked up.
Stop for one second.
Yes.
Isn't that a neat idea? Coffee with Jesus? I like that idea. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I was sitting having a coffee with Jesus and I looked up and there was a painting on the wall of an Eiffel Tower and I knew straight away that the Lord was highlighting it. It was like it was 3D to me. I couldn't stop staring at it. I thought, that's interesting. And I asked the Lord, I didn't hear anything. For the next 3 to 4 weeks, I started seeing the Eiffel Tower everywhere I went. People gave me gifts of the Eiffel Tower. I didn't tell anybody. So I sat down and I started researching on Wikipedia and different things and found out that the Eiffel Tower was an antenna for communication. It was used to call troops to the front line and it was rooted and grounded in the city of love. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, this is a prophetic picture, Lana, of what I've called you to do. He said, you will tap into my heart and hear the sound waves of heaven and what's being released in my heart. He said, and then you will take it. He said, and you will decree it. He said, and you will see my Spirit awaken my people and call them to the front line into everything that I've called them to be, but always rooted and grounded in the love of Jesus, right? The revelation of my love that never changes and nothing can separate them from my love.
And you know something? You would have missed that if you didn't do the research.
That's exactly right.
I mean, I have to tell you, with all of my logic, I wouldn't have figured it out to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the things that you have learned over these decades, they're so important for us to understand because literally, God is speaking to us in a heavenly dimension, and she has learned revelation as to how we can hear this. But here she is in her home country, Australia, no interest. I mean, she loves America. It's a great country and the good, wonderful things we've done. But zero. She had as much interest in the presidential election as I have in the Australian political election. Now, mine is zero. And all of a sudden, God starts speaking to her about it. And also, will you pray when we come back an impartation for us to hear God's voice?
Absolutely.
Would you like that? Be right back.
Call now to get Lana Vosser's brand-new revelatory book, The Prophetic Voice of God, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, God is Speaking to You. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural! Audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9593. Lana Vosser's brand-new revelatory book, The Prophetic Voice of God, is a handbook that is both profound and practical for those who are hungry to engage in hearing and proclaiming the prophetic words of God. The Prophetic Voice of God will mentor you on how to experience the breaker anointing. This simple, practical teaching will break off fear, striving, and anxiety. Demystify the prophetic. Understand that prophetic hearing is accessible to anyone, no matter who you are or what context you come from. Discern the prophetic voice of God. Learn how to identify freshly spoken words from God and decipher the many different forms they can come in. Signs, symbols, numbers, coincidences, pictures, and more. You will be activated to look and listen for God's prophetic voice everywhere. Through this powerful book, you will embark on a wild and unique prophetic adventure with God. You will also receive Lana's anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, God is Speaking to You. In this CD series, you will understand that you were created with the ability to hear God. Find out the revelation of your greatest weapon. Learn how to engage with what God is saying. Discover that God wants to share the secrets of His heart with you. Find out what to do when you see repetitive signs and how these are words from heaven. Understand that you are the greatest prophet over your own life. On these audio CDs, Lana prays over you the healing of your heart, an impartation for your eyes to see and your ears to hear, an impartation to dream prophetic dreams, see visions, and experience divine encounters.
The only way you're going to fulfill your destiny is to do what God already promises.
Don't miss out on getting Lana Vosser's brand new revelatory book, The Prophetic Voice of God, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, God is Speaking to You. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural! Audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9593. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9593 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So Lana is not a political person, especially not the politics of the United States. And you're kind of minding your own business,
yeah.
And what happens?
I go to bed one night and I have a dream. And in my dream, it was one of those dreams that was so vivid. And I saw Donald Trump, and he was standing in an arena, and he was speaking really passionately, but I couldn't hear anything he was saying. And then all of a sudden, I was taken above the United States. And I remember I was like floating, and I was looking down, and across the nation in red letters, it said the word Trump. And then all of a sudden, the nation began to shake, like violently. And as it was shaking, the letters rearranged and it became triumph. And I hear this booming voice in my dream that says, Donald Trump shall lead the United States into triumph. And I woke up.
So she has several dreams, and he becomes president, but then she had a very strong warning about President Trump. What was that?
Yeah, after that dream, the Lord, I really felt, gave me His heart to really just be praying for him. And one morning I was sitting with the Lord having my coffee and I said, what's on your heart today, Lord? And straight away a vision opened up in front of my eyes. And Jesus took me into a room and we were standing at the back of the room looking. And at a table, a planning table, I saw the enemy, and there were all these demons all around him, and they were looking at a blueprint. And I knew that it was a blueprint of not great things planned to come against Donald Trump. And the Lord looked at me and he said, you must call the intercessors to be rising up and the body of Christ to be praying protection over Donald Trump as he moves into everything that I have for him.
Somehow, despite what our limited information is telling us, God has the big picture, and all I know is I want to follow God.
Amen.
And I want to pray right now for the protection of President Trump. Would you agree with me? After all, God says we're to do that.
Yes.
Father, in Jesus' name, we agree that there are angels all around him. We agree that there is a wall of protection around him and his wife and his children. And we agree no weapon formed against him can prosper. And we agree that you will give this president wisdom.
Yes.
Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom to run this country. For what purpose? I know your purpose, God. America has not fulfilled its destiny. We are to evangelize the world. That's why we have to pray for America to be all that God's called it to be. Now, Lana, you had a vision how one word from God can change everything.
Yeah. I had this incredible vision sitting with the Lord. I was going through a season of incredible, the battle of the mind. There was so much stuff going on in my head. And I said, Lord, I need to hear your truth because I know that it's one word that you speak can shift everything. So, Lord, what is your truth? And straight away I had this vision and I saw Jesus and he was kneeling down, leaning over a tree stump and his hands were tied. And as I looked to the right, there was a man with a whip. And on the left was the enemy. And the enemy was standing there looking at me and he was accusing me. He was accusing me of things in my past. He was saying, this is who you are. You know, this is, you're not gonna do this. And he was absolutely going after me.
She's broken the law.
But every single time he spoke, the man on the right would whip Jesus across the back. And he would cry out, and it still makes me emotional. He would cry out and he would decree the truth of who I was. He would decree who I am and his great love for me and what he had called me to. And every lie that the enemy spoke against me, the Lord decreed his truth. And in that moment, I knew that Jesus has taken it all. He's taken my sin, he's taken everything, and I stand in him righteous and free and forgiven and washed clean by the blood of Jesus. And that encounter changed my life because I saw the demonstration of his love in a way I'd never seen in visual form. And here I was thinking it was the voice of God decreeing truth that broke the power of those lies in my life.
I want you to pray for us to hear God.
Yeah. Lord, I thank you that we have the promise that my sheep hear my voice. So, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, I release an impartation to every person watching to hear the voice of God. May he surprise you in ways with his voice. Lord, I pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Lord, I pray the impartation of dreams and visions. Lord, encounters with you. Lord, that joy would burst forth in their life as they seek after you and seek your heart to hear your voice. Lord, and that the invitation of your heart to see and to hear, and that you are a God that confirms your word, would just fill your people in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want you to tell people, eyeball to eyeball, how powerful they are and that they can shine.
Yes. I want to encourage you today. You are powerful today, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, that as you walk with Jesus and you hold his hand, that he has greater plans for you than you could ever imagine. That right now, today, that the Holy Spirit wants to flow through you in ways that you could never have imagined. That you are called to shine, that you are an atmosphere shifter, that you are called to release the love and light of Jesus. And so today I want to encourage you that as you go about your day-to-day life, be Be asking the Lord, what are you saying, God? What are you doing? And use me today to minister and to extend your kingdom. Because one word of encouragement, one word can change somebody's life. And you know what? It's not about having all your I's dotted and your T's crossed. The Lord isn't looking for ability. He's looking for availability. So you are powerful today, and your yes to Him, you hold on to your hat, because God's going to blow you away by what He's going to do through you.
You are God's workmanship, created in Messiah Jesus for good works. Now do them.
Call now to get Lana Vosser's brand new revelatory book, The Prophetic Voice of God, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, God is Speaking to You. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9593. Lana Vosser's brand new revelatory book, The Prophetic Voice of God, is a handbook that is both profound and practical for those who are hungry to engage in hearing and proclaiming the prophetic words of God. The Prophetic Voice of God will mentor you on how to experience the breaker anointing. This simple, practical teaching will break off fear, striving, and anxiety. Demystify the prophetic. Understand that prophetic hearing is accessible to anyone, no matter who you are or what context you come from. Discern the prophetic voice of God. Learn how to identify freshly spoken words from God and decipher the many different forms they can come in. Signs, symbols, numbers, coincidences, pictures, and more. You will be activated to look and listen for God's prophetic voice everywhere. Through this powerful book, you will embark on a wild and unique prophetic adventure with God.
I believe that God is speaking every day, and He's so passionate about speaking to us. In John 10:27, it says, "My sheep hear My voice." That's an invitation from God for you and I to be able to hear from Him.
You will also receive Lana's anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, God is Speaking to You. In this CD series, you will understand that you were created with the ability to hear God. Find out the revelation of your greatest weapon. Learn how to engage with what God is saying. Discover that God wants to share the secrets of His heart with you. Find out what to do when you see repetitive signs and how these are words from heaven. Understand that you are the greatest prophet over your own life. On these audio CDs, Lana prays over you the healing of your heart, an impartation for your eyes to see and your ears to hear, an impartation to dream prophetic dreams, see visions, and experience divine encounters.
It is God's greatest desire that you fulfill your destiny. I mean, He's put it in a book. And the only way you're going to fulfill your destiny is to do what God already promises. My sheep hear My voice. You're His sheep, you hear His voice. A stranger you're not going to listen to.
Don't miss out on getting Lana Vosser's brand new revelatory book, The Prophetic Voice of God, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, God is Speaking to You. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9593. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9593 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Joan Hunter. Did you know that you can position yourself to receive all the blessings of God? I want you to raise your level of expectancy to receive what God has in store as you join me on the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth.